a break in the rally.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the Morning Open, a look at the broader economy as we start the trading day. Home prices a little better, fighting foreclosures in Washington, and getting away from it all. All that ahead, but first, where's Wall Street? Markets are mixed right now. The S&P 500 down about 0.2%. The Dow pretty much flat, and the Nasdaq up just by a hair. European markets are mainly lower right now, and Asia shares are mixed. And Julie Neiman is an analyst over at Smith Moore & Company. She's joining us from St. Louis live. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
We're hearing today from the Wall Street Journal that Bank of America is looking at closing some branches across the country. Now, the Journal report says about 10%. That would equate to, gosh, I don't know, 600, 700 branches across the country. Bank of America responded just a little while ago saying, no, not that many. So either way, what kind of impact are we talking about?
Well, Bank of America was going to be the banker to the world. In fact, they were going with a community corner bank, taking on community bank competition. It's not working. Bottom line is consumers are going toward online and drive-through banking, making it pretty quickly here. Their biggest expansions have been in California, Florida, Midwest, Northeast. Now they've got huge competition from Wells Fargo, Wachovia. That's the biggest number there. They've got so much heartburn with Country Slide and Merrill Lynch here that they've got to retrench and redistribute what their assets are going to. And now they've got sinking commercial real estate markets as well, and they're still struggling with a lot of bad loans and businesses and consumers here. So they have to retrench at this point, slash those costs, and yes, you're going to see a big rise in unemployment in those areas.
Let's talk about the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index that came out this morning. Value, house value stabilizing. There was a monthly increase May over April. I mean, what do we make of this?
Semi-giddy here. You know, we're up almost 0.5% in terms of pricing,
yeah.
But it's still sliding, not plunging. That's the key thing here. We still have 2 million houses in inventory. June, July, and August are the biggest months for home sales because you move before you go back to school. Relocations. There's some big first-time buyer cash incentives at the lower end of the housing market. That's what's ticking up here. We still haven't seen or heard the splat at the bottom of the market, but it could be coming.
All right. Julie Neiman, thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it.
You bet.
That small uptick in home prices probably not much help to the millions of homeowners whose houses are underwater, or worse, those who face foreclosure. The Obama administration does have a program that's supposed to be helping people in their homes by modifying mortgage loans to reduce the monthly payment, but it's barely gotten off the ground, and 25 big mortgage servicers will be in Washington today to explain why. We hear from Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, who joins us live to discuss this right now. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
So how's the program supposed to work?
Well, basically, you go to your mortgage servicer. That's who you pay the mortgage bill to. And you file a lot of documentation, and you ask for a lower monthly payment. That could be reducing the principal that you owe on the house or getting a lower interest rate.
So quickly, Mitchell, why are mortgage servicers in Washington today?
Well, they're there to answer questions about why this has been so slow to get going and how to help more troubled homeowners. This was passed 5 months ago, but some of the biggest servicers, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, just started processing modifications pretty recently. Housing advocates say that some servicers are charging inappropriate upfront fees. They may be telling borrowers that they have to default first before they can get a modification. The Government Accountability Office says Treasury doesn't have the systems in place to oversee this program. Today, Treasury is going to be putting the squeeze on the mortgage servicers, pressuring them to add more staff and training and to give borrowers who don't get relief a way to appeal or at least complain a bit about the way they've been treated.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joining us this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
Thank you.
American Public Media presents the Marketplace Whiteboard, videos unwrapping the basics of the financial crisis. You can watch them anytime at marketplace.org.
National Park Service reports visitation to Yellowstone is up 12% this year. There are similar increases at other parks across the country, too. The national campground chain KOA says first-time campers on their grounds are at the highest number in nearly two decades. Seems people really want to get away from it all. So more of them are visiting mom, as in Mother Nature. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
Corey Carubin says it wasn't too hard for her friends to coax her into her first camping trip.
They were telling me about it, and they said, really? We're going to have a pool where we camp?
There's also Wi-Fi in this wilderness, and a general store, and an ice cream social every Saturday. Welcome to the Recessionista Campground, a KOA spot about 40 miles from Los Angeles. Manager Rose Jones says people may not have the money to stay in a hotel suite, but they don't want to leave behind the kitchen sink. And by that, I actually mean the kitchen sink. This KOA brings in portable stations with basins and faucets.
Because when they're here for the whole weekend or several days, they don't want to leave sticky dishes.
Jones says sites have been in such demand, she's had to add a new wing to the campground. She says campers are also starting to bring the good life with them, like a propane camp oven.
So they can have their morning muffins.
Goodies like that are driving business at outfitters like REI, where family tent sales are up 17%. Rick Mead is a camping product manager there.
What we do see is definitely these sales around really luxury products. Sales in these 3.5-inch thick self-inflating pads are off the charts. So it's kind of like comfort food for camping, if you will.
Now, a luxury item for a camper, a propane oven, for example, costs a couple $100s. Compare that to a night at the Bellagio. That can run you into the thousands. Still, Mead says tents are getting more and more like Vegas hotels, with multiple rooms and screened-in dining areas. Corey Carubin bought her tent the day before her trip.
I'm glad we got this tent because we saw one that's smaller, and I'm saying, you know, you'll need room for all of your stuff, so this is a good size for two people.
The tent is neatly packed with chairs, a comforter, even an air mattress. The only problem? There's no electricity to blow up that mattress. Ah, the great outdoors. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Hey, take a trip to our website. Check out the great indoors and our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow. He's got your thoughts there, and you can share them with him as well at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.